just going to go to the toilet. See if Toof Toof's done. Oh, me. How's it going?
I'm done.
Is he done?
Yeah.
Oh, can I just quickly use the toilet?
Yep, you're marching the wrong way, unless you wanted to pee outside.
Oh, I didn't... Oh. No, thank you.
Listen, steps, big step.
Okay.
Yeah. There we are, toilet.
Right, okay. Oops.
It's a little bit...
It's all right.
Small.
I'm in. Oops.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's
one of them folding things.
I keep an
eye out for the car. Okay. Stupid thing. Stupid thing. Yeah.
That's it.
Where is he?
If I take you back to the...
Okay.
No, up here. Step.
I'm going all the wrong way today.
I
said I'm going all the wrong way today.
Yeah, well... Oops. It's a zigzag track. Yeah, here you are. So far, I'm going to bring him in.
Okay, bring him in. Bring it on. Now, where's my money? Oh, where did I put my bloody money? It's not all falling out, it's in an envelope. And it's a ripped to pieces envelope. A ripped to pieces envelope. What?
There we are.
Hello.
There we are.
Come on, you little shitbag. Not now, you're... Oh, that's happy. You're clean.
Happy. Listen, don't lose your phone.
Oh, no, I won't.
I'll stop. Stop jumping around. I'm going to put the phone on the table.
Oh, right, okay. Right, hold on. What have we got? Here?
That's a funny purse you've got there. You should... Fucking envelope.
It's all ripped as well.
Yeah, it's you could invest in a purse. Oh, ask him to get you one for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. How much is it?
40, please.
Okay. That's right, isn't it?
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. How can you feel? What's a 20?
20 is a little bit wider.
Bigger?
Yeah, slightly.
Oh, right, okay, blimey.
Right now, you little shitbag.
He's handsome now.
Didn't he look awful when he came?
Well, it's lucky enough his hair is not that thick, so even if he's matted, I can still groom it out.
Yeah, you look a bit better now. They're going to say you're fat.
He's a little bit warty. He's getting quite...
Yeah, I think it's because he's got quite a few, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got... But I didn't catch any of them. No. They're fairly flat.
When they get old, they'd start getting things like that, don't they?
Yeah, I know. It's like us or me growing hair on my chin. And stuff like that.
What have you done to your ear? Oh, it's the wrong way. It was inside out.
No, the ears are both in working order.
Well, they're not, because he's deaf.
Is he?
Yeah, he's quite deaf now.
Oh, okay. So me shouting at him made no bloody difference.
No.
I do it anyway.
Save your breath.
Yeah, I do it anyway. It makes me feel better.
Have you been naughty?
No. I do quite a few old dogs that are deaf and I still talk to them.
He said. He can hear some things, but I don't think he can hear voices. Maybe if you really shout, he might hear it.
Yeah, well, it's not necessary. He's not that naughty.
Because when I come home, you know, if I've been out,
yeah.
He doesn't hear me coming. That's how I know he's really deaf, because he doesn't hear me coming in the front door.
Right.
He could be upstairs fast asleep and then he'll suddenly come down and see me.
Oh, right.
And then he starts going mad.
Yeah.
Oh, you're making. Oh, he's going to be cold when he goes outside, isn't he?
Oh,
he is God. Quite fat. Do you think he's a bit fat?
He's a bit chubby. Yes, but he's
a little
not
bit.
Fat, yeah.
Oh no, you're going to have to go on a bloody diet.
No,
join the club.
Never mind. We all have to be on a bloody diet.
Oh, he does look a bit chubby. God, because the kids kept saying he was fat, and I said he's not fat, it's his fur. I can't use that excuse anymore.
I wish I looked thinner after a haircut.
Yeah, me too.
He's a bit
a tiny
middle age spread, I suppose. You can't really.
Oh dear.
When your only pleasures in life is eating.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm going to put you on a little bit of a diet, though, mate.
He's still fairly good. He's still in kind of proportion.
Yeah, he's just.
Well, just knit him a little jumper, a little roll neck.
Cover it all up. He used to have a jumper, but.
Oh, well, he doesn't live outside, does he?
No, come here, leave the cats alone.
No, he's just. No, Dylan is not. The one that's still on the sofa there is not bothered.
Who's that, Dylan?
Yeah, he's very laid back.
One of the others got up there and I'll put.
I think Gloria is gone.
I put my hand out and she tapped my hand like that. She didn't have her claws out as much as say, off.
Yeah, no, they're all really lovely cats, all of them. It's just Lola, she.
Have you still got Lola?
Yeah. But she lives up in the bathroom on the heated floor.
Oh.
She
doesn't go to the neighbours anymore.
She doesn't anyway.
Oh, I thought she used to go. Was
nah.
it? What about Louis? Did you ever find Louis?
No.
Oh.
No, never. And he never came back.
Oh, sad.
I know. But, Lola doesn't like other cats. She hates other cats.
Oh, so does her sister. Her sister hates the other cats. She's
awful.
And
she hates it when she's being approached and when they come behind her. So even sometimes if you walk behind her,
she thinks
it's a cat. And she spits.
Because my mum's got a sister and she's a bully. She is, Cindy.
Lola is not a bully.
She
just avoids confrontation.
She doesn't like the other cats. She doesn't like them.
No, she's not. But she's lovely with people.
Oh,
she's still very playful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I've got Klaus. Klaus is a new one.
Oh, I was going to say, I've never heard of Klaus before.
No, Klaus.
Have you still got Dennis?
Dennis, yep. Well, Dennis is Gloria's
son.
Yeah. Yeah, now we've got Klaus, so I've got six.
What colour's Klaus?
Klaus is, he's shortish hair, but with a fluffy tail, and he might—I don't know—he's got some round his bum is quite fluffy, but his head hasn't caught up with his body yet. So he's grey, he's slate grey like Lola, and white with a sort of a white blaze going up his nose.
So you've got Gloria, Dennis,
Dylan. Klaus, Lola, and Axel.
Axel's. You've had Axel a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, Axel I've had, and he's really, really lovely. I mean, he's very, very gentle.
What colour's he?
He's ginger. Oh. Dylan is sort of orange and white, so he's a pale ginger and white. Axel is a deep red and white.
Yeah.
He's short haired. Gloria is grey with ginger speckles, not quite tortoiseshell, but she's got some ginger marks on her. Lola is grey and white. Klaus is grey and white.
Aww.
Dennis is ginger and fluffy.
Oh, he's got that big fluffy tail, hasn't he?
He does. He's got the biggest tail ever. He looks a bit like the advert for O2 has got a cat in it.
Oh.
He looks like that. Exactly.
Do you remember my cat?
No. Oh, God.
I'm going to bring him back next week.
Oh, was he not evil?
Yes. You got annoyed.
He ripped me to pieces, didn't he?
Yes,
I remember. And then Lucy used to bring your mum's that old cat.
What, the grey one?
The
Persian.
Shitty, pissy one.
Was it Kiva?
I don't know.
Was he a Persian?
I think so. I had to clip his bum off because, I mean, It was just saturated in urine. He could barely walk.
Oh, mine wasn't like that, but he fought with you. Do you remember? You
Yeah.
He was going, wow!
Oh, God, yeah, he was dreadful.
I had to go and get him.
So yeah, and nobody was going to help
my
me.
My mum was going, Freddy, you're killing him.
Yeah, nobody was going to help me.
Oh, Lucy was too busy laughing.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
What is it? I think so.
Right, let's go. We've got a bloody big farce ahead of us now. Oh, come on then, Trouble, let's go.
Right. There you go, you've got your phone, got your bag. Your purse, that's an envelope.
Yeah, my lovely envelope, ripped envelope.
Now, you need to really get a purse.
I know.
Hang on, there is a little
drop. We're going out the front door.
Right, yeah. Out of the front, step. Okay. Right. Step, and then a titchy one.
Okay.
That's it, done it.
Have a nice Christmas anyway.
I'll try. Give my regards to Mommy and Lucy.
I will.
Right, where are you sitting, in the back?
Yeah.
Hello.
Right, if you can just...
Yep.
Oh, no, hold on.
I'm holding
him. Oh, you got him.
It's all right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
You're going to stick him on your lap?
Yeah, put him on my lap. Well, he's nice and clean.
Nice and clean. He's
had a bath.
Nice and clean, had a bath.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, lovely. Thank you very much.
All right.
See you later.
See you later.
All right, bye. Okay. Right, you know where we're going, don't you?
No.
I've got to pick up something from Copman Dean.
Yeah.
The chemist. Now, the thing is, I'm going to have to ask you to go in for me because I can't take the dog in there. You know, he's not allowed in there.
Yeah.
I won't leave him in the car, so...
You'll come to the Goodman Dean.
Yeah, the chemist. You know, the Cray Hill Pharmacy.
Chemist and then...
Billy Warren Way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cold, isn't it? Oh, it's freezing. Huh?
Yesterday was 3.
What, 3 degrees?
Yeah. Today,
was it colder yesterday?
Oh. Yeah, now it's 5.
Feels pretty cold to me. Oh, mind you, I've been in a nice warm house, so I suppose it's horrible when you come out and I've got no coat on, which is a bit stupid this time of year. Easy. How nicely, young man. You can look out the window if you want. Look. Not that you're going to see much. Not this time of day. Not that you can hear me, can you? Right? Yeah. The weird traffic lights are stuck in the jam.
Yeah, that's not
busy. Oh, I see what this time of day it is, isn't it? That's the trouble. Oh, do you want to turn on? Look out the window. Okay. We can look out the window. Don't steam the windows up, though. Right. and looking out the window.
She's here.
Yeah, they know that that someone's coming
in.
What's the person's name? Melanie McNeil.
Okay.
Can you turn the engine off? I don't like being left with it running. Talk to the bloody brick wall. And we're here with the indicators on. I hope they're not hazard lights. Oh, shit, I don't like this, I tell you. Talk to the brick wall. He's shaking like a leaf. I hope we're not stuck right on a corner or something. I wasn't taking any notice of where we went because I was on the phone. Because my ex-husband called me. He was trying to get hold of Ronan, but I think Ronan's fallen asleep. Sit still, little boy. I asked them to pick up my prescription from the pharmacy and they said, oh no, they've done it for me before. They've actually picked it up when I haven't even been going anywhere. They've brought it down to my house and obviously I paid the fare. So now I asked them today, can they go and pick it up before they pick me up from the groomers? Because the pharmacy is in completely the opposite direction. When we come out of the road, Freya's Road, onto the main road, to go to my house, you turn right, and to go to this place, you turn left. So it's completely the wrong direction. So I said, can they go and pick that up first? Then pick me up, and you know, and the chemists were fine with it because I spoke to them. And so now, you got it.
There is nobody here.
What do you mean there's nobody there?
I asked Melanie, there is not any person.
Yes, there is, because right, let me ring them. Hold on. Yeah. We are at Cray Hill, aren't we?
Yeah.
Cray Hill Pharmacy.
Yeah, there, look here.
I can't see.
Cray Hill Pharmacy, this one.
I can't see, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, because you can see, I know. This one, shop, is the Cray Hill.
Right, hold on, let me ring them, because I've spoken.
Call them.
Why is it making, is it because, oh, because you're reversing. Are you going back in to get it?
Sorry?
You're going to get it?
You're going to the
Warren
way, yeah?
No, the chemist. She said she's got it there for you to pick up.
What is this one? You told me you go, then now she's there.
The lady, I just spoke to the lady on the phone.
Yeah.
And she said that you couldn't remember my name and she knew she spoke to me earlier, but she couldn't remember it either. And she's got it there now. God almighty.
Why are you not coming out?
Who, me?
No, the person that you pick up.
It's not picking up. You've got to pick my prescription up. It's not a person, it's tablets. No, not person. Sorry. No, I said to pick up a prescription. I told them at the office and it's my tablets, and I said I can't go in there myself because I've got this dog. He's not allowed in there.
No, that is no problem. the teacher.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, never mind.
Because I think the person...
Yeah, you must have heard me, I suppose. Sorry. Okay. Are we safe here? Okay. Oh, for goodness sake. I know it's not really his fault, it's just a misunderstanding, but he went to drive off up the road and I was thinking, hey? And then... It just, oh, honestly. Obi had to do an English test to get into the UK when English is his first language. What a farce. Anyway, hopefully I'll get it this time. He thought I was picking up a person. I hope I'm not going to pay for this because I've got I haven't got my card on me, which they don't take anyway. And I've got precisely £12.70 on me. If it's any more than that, I'm afraid he's had it because I haven't got it. No way of getting any cash out either because I've got no card on me. God almighty, if he comes back with that, I think I'm going to absolutely scream. I'll have to go in there and take the dog in there whether they like it or not because I need my medication, so... God. It's a good job I did come with him, though. Otherwise, I would have never got the bloody medication. Yeah, that was what I was saying. They refused to pick it up for me this time without me being there. They said, even though the chemists were fine with it, they said I had to go along. And I said, well, I can't get out the car and go in there because I've got the dog. And it's not a guide dog, and they said, or an assistance dog. So they said, OK, well, as long as you're in the car, well, I don't really see what, apart from the fact that he would have got it all wrong, I don't really see what difference it makes, because I'm not going in anyway, so... What difference does it make whether I'm in the car or not? Where the hell is he now? Meanwhile, the poor dog's getting more stressed out by the minute, and so am I. And I don't know what that means when you keep... Got it. Oh, good, thank you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. Let's take it. I'll hold on to it. I don't want to go off and forget it. Thank you very much. Now we're going to Killiwarren Way. Do you know where that is? Okay. Yes, 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 yes.